This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Politics, yes, there is plenty of that today. See also speeches and or tweets by Trump, Donald, and Clinton, Hillary. There is macroeconomics too, Yellen, Janet, and her testimony, congressional. But indulge me for a minute here with a topic that will be of great concern to whoever wins the election this fall and whoever chairs the Fed for them. Labor force, men. The people that labor economists refer to as prime working age men, ages 25 to 54, and how they are just not in the labor force the way they used to be. A report out from the White House says that somewhere between 11 and 12% of those men aren't even looking for jobs and so aren't counted in unemployment rates. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explores whether perhaps we have reached peak men.
Turns out peak men is so last century. I asked Georgetown economist Harry Holzer about it.
So when did we reach peak men in the labor force?
In the mid-1950s.
Wow.
Yeah, back then a whopping 98% of these prime age guys were working or looking for work. Today it's 88%. And
the declines have been much bigger among black men and among less educated men.
Holzer says flat or declining wages are a big factor. So is the skills gap. Folks aren't getting linked up with the right kind of education to get well-paid jobs. Carlton Kuntz helps young people find jobs in Durham, North Carolina. That's one of the states with the lowest overall labor force participation. He says it's easy for people in areas of concentrated poverty to get disconnected.
If you don't know these resources are out there, you're thinking, well, hey, there's nothing out there for me, but McDonald's.
And it's easy to lose hope. The White House report argues high incarceration rates also play a role. Brian Stevenson heads the nonprofit Equal Justice Initiative in Alabama. He says there are at least 70 million people in the U.S. with criminal records.
There are very significant barriers to reemployment when you are formally incarcerated.
The White House suggests a bunch of changes to address all this, including criminal justice reform. By the way, no surprise, more women are working today than they were in the 1950s, but that's not a driving force behind men dropping out. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.